Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Alfredo Canencia. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Kapono Kanoho's relationship with his dad, who passed away at the age of 51 while Kapono was still a teen, has had a profound impact on him. So has his relationship with his father-in-law. These relationships have shaped Kapono's vision on how God wants to be a father to Kapono, in order for him to be a father to his kids. The fatherhood of God, the fatherly influence of Almighty God in our lives, my friend, that can be experienced through Jesus Christ. Through him who loves us so much that he died on the cross for our sins. He shed his blood on the cross to wash all our sins away. He was buried. 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today he calls you to himself. For anyone who would open their heart to Jesus Christ, you can know what it's like to be forgiven, to have your place set in heaven, and to live a life where God is your Father. Today, this moment, I hope that you would turn to Christ. Would you do it? That's our hope. That's our prayer. And today with Kapono and Don Kanoho in studio with us, they're going to share heart to heart about Father, their Heavenly Father, and how God has worked in their lives. Kapono is a realtor. Don is a teacher. They're the parents of Emma and Eli. They're members of Grace Bible Proside. Kapono, Don, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having
Thank you.
Us.
Kapono, you know, I remember sitting down and talking with you at the McDonald's some time back, talking about, you know, the passing of your dad. And your dad was a great guy. I remember him. I still remember him smiling, very energetic, and in church. And I remember, you know, when we got the news when he passed, it shocked everyone. And you know, for you as a teenager going through that, because you know you and your dad really close and going through that, I mean, how did that impact your life?
I think that was probably one of the biggest, if not the most defining moments in my life, to be honest with you. Dad was the sweetest guy, gentle soul. Everyone loved him. He had the ability to walk into a room and everyone would just pay attention to what he had to say, and he loved on everybody. No matter how old they were, kids loved him, adults loved him, peers loved him. He was just a really well-liked person. And when he died, it happened so suddenly that it literally shook the foundations of my family, and set into motion a lot of events that changed a lot of our lives.
You know, you were, at that time, you had a lot of questions for God. Because, you know, your dad was successful and he was healthy. And, you know, those questions that were in your mind to God, your father, somewhat built maybe a distance, you know, a barrier because of some of those questions were not answered.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, my dad was a vegan for several years before he passed. And he used to run the marathon and always conscious about what he did and how he took care of himself. And then for him to still die from a heart attack at age 51, right in the kind of prime of his career, was very, very unfair to me. I mean, that's the way I viewed it. It was, you know, he's doing everything right. Everyone loves him. He's serving you, God, and he's taking care of himself. And yet, despite all of that, you choose to take him away. And that hit me hard.
You mentioned the ground shaking, the earth crumbling, as it were, in the life of your family. In what ways?
Well, when Dad passed away, you know, he had just been getting going in his career. He was a realtor as well, and things were finally turning around for him. So when you passed away, all of that went out the window. And, you know, Mom had to quit her part-time job and work full-time now. She had to be able to take care of herself. There wasn't any insurance money or retirement money set aside. Mom had to move out of the house that we were living in, and she had to go stay with friends. I was in college at the time, and I didn't know whether or not I could go back to school on my own. So I had to go and take personal loans out in order to go back to school. My sister at the time had been struggling with a lot of rebellion issues and just going through a lot of stuff. And they had just gotten to a place of healing between her and my dad. And when he died, it kind of almost reset everything else again. My brother had to take a different role in the family. He had been living in the mainland, but now he had to come back to Hawaii and handle the business and take care of things, to kind of assume the mantle of the head of the household in a lot of ways. And me personally, that's really when I started, partying a little bit too much in college. There was no point anymore in being good if I didn't have a dad to be accountable to, and if I didn't have a God that cared enough about me and my dad to warrant good behavior, you know. So it led to a lot of things changing.
Did you sense like maybe some issues against God, maybe bitterness, or, you know, just being very angry, you know, in your heart? Because I think there's a lot of people, you know, listening out there could hear your story, and maybe if someone passing on prematurely in their mind,
yeah,
they can get very angry at God.
Yeah, you know, I had been a Christian all the way, my whole life up to that point, and I didn't want it to be a cop-out. I didn't want to be one of those people that blames God when something bad happens in their life, you know. And I think on the surface, I didn't. I tried to convince myself that God had a plan and he's in a better place. But I think the fact that it happened to someone who I felt was so good and had been doing everything so right, it hit me hard, subconsciously. And from that point on, it changed the way that I approached life in a lot of ways, you know. So, yeah, I mean.
Years later, you'll become a father.
Yeah.
As you are today. You'll get married to Dawn, and the Lord will bless you with kids. Two children, Emma and Eli. The shape of your vision of what a father is or should be, you had that in your dad.
Mm-hmm.
What did you learn? How did that vision become more full in relation to your father and how he related with God?
For me, watching my dad growing up, I always knew that he had an unconditional love for everyone around him. The way that he doted on my mom and on us, and you know, my dad was very affectionate, very Hawaiian style too. You know, mm-hmm. We say goodbye when he dropped me off to college. I got a kiss on the lips from my dad. You know, mm-hmm. That was a very Hawaiian thing for him to do, and I never once doubted that he cared about me. I never once felt a lack of affection, and I always felt that's a lot of how I view God. I view God as this doting father that cares for us, that's physically there for us, that's willing to embrace us when we're having a hard time. And so for my kids, I load them with affection, and it drives my wife crazy sometimes because I do the same to her. But that's how I show love, and my dad had a huge impact on me when it came to that.
You were going to marry into a family,
mm-hmm.
related to business, and with your father being gone, you have another father-in-law. How did God begin to show you, or, you know, that same vision of a father? How did the gaps or open or broken pieces get filled in the relationship you had with your father-in-law?
My father-in-law is the exact opposite of my real father. He loves his family incredibly, don't get me wrong, but the way that he approaches his family is very different. He provides for them like no one else that I know. very logical, very stoic. And rather than showering them with affection, he showers them with wisdom and discipline and direction. And that was something my dad never really spent a lot of time on. You know, he was very free willy when it came to that. You know, just go out there and live the life that God wants you to live. My wife's dad was more along the lines of, in order to get to where God wants you to be, you have to do this, 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 and this, and you have to stay within these boundaries and these boundaries. So for me to have that kind of a free will, kind of free reins in my own fatherly relationship with my dad, to have a father-in-law now that's a little bit more structured and disciplined and taught me how to look at finances and retirement and things that my dad never even touched on, how to balance a checkbook, how to look at assets and liabilities, all of that was foreign to me. So to have my father-in-law being able to teach that definitely filled in a lot of gaps in my life and taught me to be a balanced person, I think, as opposed to just a strictly emotional one.
It seems to me, Coach, that the picture that he's describing, well, that's a great father.
Right?
You got the best of
both worlds.
Best of both worlds.
Yeah.
And I do want to ask as we go along, and we're going to take a break soon, but you know, more in line with this image or this vision that you have, how do you see it? And I want to hear from you. How do you see it taking shape within you in the form of a desire? You know, you've got examples, great coaches who exemplify. But what is the formation in Kapono Kanoho of the kind of father that God would have you be? I think it's a question that your answer will be insightful, would be inspirational, and also equipping. There's some lessons that you have to share in the process of what you've learned and who you're becoming as a dad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did I say dad? You see, sometimes people make a distinction when they talk about father and dad. Dad is more of a affectionate kind of term, maybe even daddy. Maybe in the Aramaic sense, they'll say Abba,
right.
Daddy. When we come back, we'll talk about the vision of a father and what it's like today. Stay with us. Stay with us, okay? We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
When we talk about the subject of a father, well, for some, there's a pleasant, delightful, endearing, loving thought that comes to mind. It's just a feeling even when you think about father, because your father was a great father.
Right.
And someone else today as we talk. Oh, man, their heart went down when they heard father, because in their mind, their father is an ogre. I mean, he's mad. He spewed out words that were cutting, that tore him down, broke him down, and they've been trying to survive all those memories, those thoughts, those words, and try to reshape the way that they think or feel about themselves. Where do you stand today? Is it on one side or the other? Maybe you might say it's somewhere in the middle. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm here with my co-host, Alfredo Canencia, and I'm so glad that you're with us today. We're here with Kapono and Don Canojo, and we're talking about fathers. Kapono has experienced it in a very unique way, as you will soon hear. Find out more about this show. Get this program in its entirety for free at thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Yeah, Kapono, you shared how, you know, when your father passed away when you were in college, And you know, how dealing with that and realizing the things you got from your dad, your father, and now going on in life, you get married to Dawn and into a family that has a father-in-law that is very structured, very business oriented, and learning from that, you know, and they're kind of like on the end of the spectrum of fathers, but they have very good qualities here. But what was God's dealing in you? Because you've learned from both your natural father and also your father-in-law. What are the lessons that you've learned and you realize it's God beginning to form in you the father he wants you to be?
Yeah, you know, it's I've learned such valuable lessons from both of them. But I think going through all the experiences that I've been through, you begin to realize that I'm not perfect. I'm not either one of them in their entirety. I'm not like my father-in-law in all the ways that I want to be. And I'll never be like my regular father, my real father, in all the ways that I hope to be as well. And I wrestled with that a lot, trying to figure out how I can balance those two things in myself. And to lose my dad at a very formative time in my life was tough, and so I had to latch on to my father-in-law at a very formative time in my career, and to have both of their influences on my life was huge, and I wrestled with that. And the older that I've gotten, though, I've begun to realize that it's not my father, it's not my father-in-law that I need to be relying on. They're not the perfect example, and they never will be, and I will never be exactly like how they want me to be. But my example needs to be my Heavenly Father. He's the one that should be informing my decisions. He's the one that should be informing the way that I, in turn, treat my own children.
And how do you think that should be? What do you see?
I'm still trying to figure that out on a day-to-day basis, believe it or not.
I am too. You're not alone.
You know, I think they... My two earthly fathers definitely had a lot of positive things. I think the love and affection and being to be able to comfort someone was something my real dad taught me so well. But also to be able to use the talents and gifts that God has placed in me and to be very deliberate in the way that I approach life and the way that I use those gifts in the real world is something that my father-in-law was able to teach me. And taking all of that along with the gifts that the Father gives to us, right? The Heavenly Father gives to us to love one another, to be good examples in this world, to reach others, to help each other. I mean, that part of it is something that I think supersedes what both of my earthly fathers taught me here. So I hope I can take a little bit of everything.
Let's drive it in a little further. And then I'm going to bring Dawn in. I want her to share a little bit of what she sees in the transformative process of what God is doing in you as a father. But when it comes to hard times, trying times, what lessons has God taught you? Because you've gone through some trying times. I mean, it may even sound a little bit odd in putting pieces together of your experience in the way that you speak about your father or your father-in-law, in the way that things have recently happened in your life. We talk about an abrupt transition in your career. How do you see what God is doing in that as your father? What is he trying to teach you, Kapono?
Yeah, it just kind of struck me that, not that I've been disappointed by both of my earthly fathers, but there's been a definite level of life-changing things that have happened as a result of my fathers. You know, my real dad passing away had a huge effect on me, and questioning what my place was in this world, and questioning whether or not God was really in control, and questioning the righteousness of that decision by God. And then on my father-in-law's side, as you may or not know, he was also my boss. So to have him fire me on Christmas Day, which is a long story in and of itself, forced me into another area of my life. So in essence, there were two big decisions. Granted, my real dad, what happened to him wasn't his decision by any means, but what happened to them, or as a result of them, impacted my life in a lot of ways. And now I'm definitely in the place where my entire reliance has to be on my Heavenly Father. This is interesting.
How so? When you talk about reliance mm-hmm. can mean many things. Mm-hmm. You know, someone can have a great deal of resources and still say, I still have to rely on God. On the other side of the spectrum, someone could have virtually nothing and say they have to rely on God. So you see, the balance of what that really means is quite different. How does it relate to you?
Well, I think for me, the reliance of God in this situation was pretty much everything, right? When I was fired from my job on Christmas Day, I was left with nothing. No money, no job. We had to move out of our home and into a smaller property. I lost both of my cars, so no transportation. And to find yourself on Christmas Day in that situation with nothing to turn to, no money, no car to get anywhere anyways, and just being face-to-face in a 700-square-foot property with my wife and two kids looking at me, wondering what's going to happen, it really defines where you go from there. And I literally had nowhere else to go except up to look at God and to ask him, what the heck do you want us to do at this point? You know, where are we going to go? And trust me, I'm going to have to rely entirely on you, God. You are the only one that's going to get us through this, because it doesn't make any sense whatsoever right now.
Don, you have watched Kapono in the whole process. And of course, it's connecting. If you didn't get a chance to hear the first part of this show, when it comes to drug abuse, and how that all led up, culminating to a point that you described in this firing point, which thematically we keep saying that it's a firing, but it's a launching pad, right, mm-hmm. to a new direction in life. What have you seen, Don, in God's working in Kapono in transforming him as a father?
He's come a long way. And for me, you know, the things that used to, and they still do, drive me nuts about him, it's the things that make him a good father. the father that he is to our kids today. And I have so much to learn from him, especially with the love and the affection that he showers upon our kids and me. There's a lot for me to learn, but I've seen him grow not only as a father, but just as a son of God. Mm-hmm. From everything that we've gone through with his drug abuse and then coming out of it, you know, he's begun to take on that head of household role, that leadership role, whereas before he didn't care. You know, he didn't, in a way, didn't want the role, didn't want the responsibilities of being a father, of being a husband. But with this transformation and everything happening, you know, with the firing, he, in a way, had no choice. But also, it was all in God's plan. God was orchestrating this, you know, to get him to that point of taking on responsibilities, of becoming a leader, taking care of his family, and just being there for us, spending time with us, and loving us.
A wife today might be saying, "Dawn, I've been praying for my husband, praying that God would get a hold of his life, praying that his heart would open to the Lord, and, you know, I'm still praying." Your words, I believe, bring hope that God is working, that God does answer prayers, as you've prayed for Kapono, and you've seen him change. You also appreciate some of those things, the affection, the things that may have maybe, you know, turned you a certain way before because you just were not used to it. But you see the value of it now. It's an amazing thing how in life, over time, something that we didn't value before, we suddenly begin to value it later. Characteristics, features in people, ways that people move about. When we come back, Kapono will share more about his process, his transformation, and that transformation can be all of our transformation. Stay with us. You don't want to miss us now. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
I mean, is it really true when someone says less is more? I mean, let's take it a little bit further. I mean, a smaller house? Maybe not as many cars, not as fancy cars, not as much to do, maybe not even the same amount of resources. Maybe the resource base has gone down a little bit, or maybe a lot. Are you closer to your spouse? Or is there more of a relational connection? Is there more intimacy that happens? Is there a deeper bond? Could it be? We'll find out today as we talk to Kapono and Don Konoho. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm here with my co-host, Alfredo Canencia. I'm Danny Yamashiro. And again, thank you for joining us today. I believe this program will be a blessing to you. It already is. The Lord has something for you in your life, and I want you to open your heart and be sensitive to the place that you're at right now. Listen in, lean in, because the Lord, I believe, has a message, a word, something unique just for you today.
You know, sometimes when something like a firing that happens to us, it can seem so negative. But as you kind of step back and you look at it from God's perspective, that God was doing something in your life that was going to launch you into a new season. Now, at that point where you lost everything was stripped from you.
Yeah.
Your wife was there, your kids were there, but God was there.
Mm-hmm.
And that reconnection with God and having that intimacy with God helps you maybe where He shapes your thinking and your mind, and you begin to look at your family different. Tell us about that.
You know, to go from living in a big house where we each had our own little areas that we could escape to, and having the two fancy cars and expendable money and income to do whatever we wanted to do, to have that all taken away in one fell swoop was an interesting point in our lives. And I think God wanted to recalibrate me and my family and to allow us to really, when we're left with nothing else but each other, how beautiful is it that God can flourish those relationships and have us focus in and draw in on what's important and being each other, you know. And I didn't have anywhere to go to. I couldn't go to another room and scream my guts out. I couldn't drive away out of frustration. I was literally stuck with my family and the circumstances and God. And as painful as it was to go through that experience on that day, I think when the day wrapped up, me and my wife both felt at peace with what was happening. And God had been getting rid of the chaff, so to speak, and wiping the slate clean in order for us to press in to Him.
You know, it's amazing at that time. You know, you could have easily be bitter,
mm-hmm.
angry at your father-in-law for what happened, but somehow God was already pre-working your heart both you and Don, that when it happened, yeah, you were shocked, but you didn't go. You could either get bitter or better. You took the road to become better.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, just going through that, because that's kind of amazing, you know, Danny. Because I'll just kind of put myself in your shoes. If that happened to me, I mean, you could easily get bitter.
Yeah.
But why didn't you get bitter?
You know, I think the firing was something that I didn't expect, but I think I felt I deserved. I had done a lot of wrong things up to that point, and yeah, I wasn't very happy with the way that it panned out, but at the end of the day, I understood that the seeds that I had sown and the things that I had done were all coming to fruition now, and I needed to pay the consequences for what I did. And so there was a piece in that. There was a piece in having to understand that you have to come to terms with what you've done. I think God loves us, and yes, He forgives us, and yes, He will set us on new paths and new glories, but at the same time, He needs us to learn the lessons that we need to learn, or else we'll repeat the same mistakes that we always have done. So I think leading up to the firing, I had already been prepared for something like this. I knew that a change was coming.
It goes along the lines of God being a father loving you so much,
mm-hmm.
that there's the exercise of discipline.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also your ability to see now, and this is to me a grace, that a boss could make a decision and it affect you, but the grace to be able to see a transcendence beyond just someone making a decision, but that God's imprint
that's great.
Is in all of it,
mm-hmm.
right.
in His care for you and His purpose for your life, not wanting us to go through life having short-circuited a process, thinking that we have substance in a certain area of character development, where in fact, character or relational development, where in fact we're lacking or lagging or missing, because He has other plans
right.
to develop us, to yeah. develop you. I mean, to come to a point where you were, you know, with realtors and the national company, having led them to that place, being where you were at the time, can you just imagine what God could do to the expansion, towards the expansion of that capacity in the future? But what good would it to keep expanding that without the substance on the inside,
yeah, that's right. yeah.
having been grounded?
Yeah.
Don, you are nodding your head. You smile when you hear. I can see there's an adoring look that she has for you, Kapono. You should be very proud and grateful for that. In this, what are some lessons that you have learned about? Because I know some dear woman will be saying, well, okay, we keep talking about father from his perspective. What about a father from her perspective? How does she relate to her heavenly father in this way? What lessons have you learned in the process?
The biggest lesson I've learned, and I think we all know it, but we don't, is that God really is the only father that we need. You know, in seeing Kapono with the kids and as my husband, and seeing his family and knowing his dad, it just has shown me a lot about really just love. I'm a very stoic person. I'm an introvert. I'm not very, honestly, outwardly friendly. But seeing him and, you know, marrying him and getting to know his family, I've seen God's love through them. And realizing that, you know, it really comes down to love. it's softened my heart, softened who I am, and it's helped me to, in a way, become a better person and looking at people differently. Always trying to remember the way that God sees people and how much God loves everybody. Especially for me, that I'm not a very, like I said, outwardly friendly person, but trying to love people the way God does has really opened my eyes and my heart to the world, and to see and understand that everybody has a story. Somebody out there, everyone is going through something, mm-hmm. and you don't know. God does know. God knows everything. We don't. And we need to extend that love that He has for others. And that was a huge realization for me, to realize really how much God loves everybody and how much God loves me. And to realize that He truly, truly is my Father, that He's perfect. You know, He doesn't make mistakes. And I can always go to Him, and I know that He'll have the answers, and it'll be the right answer, that He's not going to take me to a place where I'm going to fail, but I may be challenged. I may fail on my own devices, but He's always going to be there. He's never going to fail me, and that's what I've learned.
And you've seen how, and your heart's such that you've accepted it. There's an acceptance. There's a surrender to this whole scaling down process of life. It seems so counterintuitive. It seems illogical. We live in a world, we want bigger. We want to size up, bigger, better. Scale it up. Scale it up. And sometimes the Lord says, in order to scale up, you first have to scale down.
That's right.
In the minutiae, there are certain things, gems, pearls, that will be unearthed in your experiences in the scaling down. Seeing, perceiving things in people, in yourself, in situations. Wisdom really being extracted through the scaling down process. When we come back, Kapono and Don will share a little bit more lessons of what they learned about scaling up. First from scaling down. I can't wait to hear it. I hope you're with us. Don't leave, okay? Stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
Danny Omashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year, and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
What, you say? Are you kidding me? I don't want to scale down. I don't want to simplify. I want my life to be more sophisticated. Hey, look, I want it to be more complex because it looks like I'm able to do more. It looks like I'm able to accomplish more. It's just more impressive. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with Alfredo Canencia, my dear co-host. The question is, though, is it really deep down inside? As time goes on, is it better to simplify? Or is it better to keep on expanding? Well, we'll hear about that from Kapono and Don Kanoho.
You know, we talk about scaling down and simplifying your life. In that whole process, you had time to actually seek after God. And because, you know, you weren't working. Mm-hmm. you were in a smaller home, one car, and everything just so simplified. And I just think sometimes God will bring us to places like that to scale us down so he can talk to us and maybe help us to reprioritize our lives. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And do you feel like that's what the Lord's kind of doing in you, in preparing you for the next season?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I think as a father, and I think all the fathers will agree with me out there, is that our primary goal, it seems, on this earth is to provide, is to make bountiful things for our families and for ourselves, right? Is to hit the next level in achievement, to make more money, to get the bigger house, to retire early, whatever it is. There's these measures and steps that we have to hit. And so when God, in all his wisdom and insight, took everything away, scaled everything down to just me and my family, it really did make me evaluate what was important. And now what I found, the focus has now become, how can I create a wealth in my family relationships? How can I make my family life richer? How can I make my relationship with my wife deeper? How can I make my kids look back when I'm long gone and really remember Dad being there for everything? Because that's the stuff that matters. It's not the cars. It's not the houses. It's not the money. It's about being able to be there with your family. And yeah, I mean, God did an amazing work by scaling us back, because there's beauty in that.
What did you do when it first happened? I mean, I like to go into minutia sometimes. What was Kapono Konoha doing, January 1st? Were you doing at home, in your,
We had a rental car. We had a rental car, no money to spend to go out, but we were celebrating as a family. Watching the kids play with their presents, sitting down with my wife, talking about where we're going to go, talking about my different job opportunities, looking at it with a very blank slate. And thank God we had family and friends that stepped in the gap to help us pay bills and to help us pay for food and the necessities. It gave us the time to really sit down and figure out with each other what we were looking for. And what I was looking for in a job wasn't the same environment. I was looking for an environment that would propel me to the next level while also giving me the balance I needed with my family. I didn't have the luxury to choose before. I couldn't decide that I wanted to have a company that would give me equal balance between family and work. It was work. And now I had a clean slate to start from, so it was nice. It was nice to be able to call my own terms and to call my own shots, per se, because it gave me an opportunity to really go into whatever I was going into next with boundaries set up, healthy boundaries that I never had before.
How important are boundaries?
Huge.
Why?
Huge. For me, it started off as a necessity. you know, we had no cars, and then we finally saved up enough and got enough to buy a car. But we have one car for a family of four, which means every morning we wake up at the same time. I take everyone to school and to work, and then I go to work. But there comes 2 o'clock comes around, I got to be back to pick up the kids and to pick up my wife. And then I have to be there for dinner and make sure that there's a car available for them to use. So literally my work day is 8 o'clock to 2 o'clock. So yeah, I mean, having boundaries was at first a necessity because I had no other choice but to be in that world. But as I lived in that day to day and was able to get myself to work at a certain time and apply myself with a certain amount of hours, there was a beauty in knowing when my day began and when it ended. Because I had a goal in mind every single day that I had to hit, and I had to be done with this by this point. I couldn't procrastinate anymore. I couldn't wait until tomorrow to do something that needed to be done today. So I was able to knock out everything that I was able to do, and then as I drove away from work, leave it all behind me, and knowing that I wouldn't be able to be back there until 8 o'clock the next day. So now it was family time. Now it was all about my wife and my kids. Now it was all about what are we going to eat for dinner. Now it was about going to the park after work. Now it was about what are we going to do as a family in these few hours that I've been given. So there's a beauty in that. I loved the fact that I was able to have these boundaries set up. Right.
So you would work real hard, and you know, 2 o'clock is coming, and there's an expectation. Now I'm going to be with my family. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be with my kids. Mm-hmm. Man, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Someone might be listening, and might be sighing. Wow, man, that sounds. Having those boundaries sounds so valuable. Particularly, it might be somebody who's more entrepreneurial, where there aren't as many boundaries. You just keep going. Mm. You know, you stop to eat, you stop to say hello. You know, but someone might be listening and think, you know, there's a wisdom in that.
That's right.
Maybe even there's more that you can extract from a compressed period of time when you're concentrated. How, Kapono, has it impacted? Hey, we got to ask sometimes, right? Well, the bottom line, in your career, your ability to earn with this new lifestyle, what kind of impact has it had?
Huge. I mean, to put it in terms of numbers, I think last year, I was fired on Christmas Day, 2013, and I didn't get a new job until February 1st, 2014. And in those short 10 months, I was able to make more money than I had in the previous 2 years, working roughly probably 40% of the time that I had spent previously. So putting in less hours and making more is very interesting. It's a very interesting place to be because it seems very counterintuitive to everything that you've been taught on how to achieve that. And now that I have the boundaries, I can always make more. I could always search for more, but searching for more is what got me into trouble in the first place. And so now I've come to a point where I'm grateful for what God has given me, and He's blessed me abundantly now. And now it becomes, how can I best serve His kingdom in the time that I'm given on this earth? And knowing that I can focus in on earth between a certain amount of time, and knowing that I can provide for my family, frees up a lot of the stresses and worries that I normally had before. That's why I worked myself to death before, was because there was a constant need to perform. There's a constant need to take it to the next level. I don't need that anymore. I have my family. I have my comfort. I have exactly what I need in my life. And if anything takes away from that, the more I take on, the less that gets spent with my family. So I'm not willing to compromise anymore, which is a very vastly different place for me to be.
I remember, Don, you shared how one time, you know, where you and Emma, you guys were driving by, I guess, with the family, and you saw where the office where Kapono worked at before, and then Emma said something pretty interesting because that kind of, you know, opened you guys' eyes during that time.
Yes, I think it opened Kapono's eyes a lot. So Emma was four, and we're driving past his office where he had used to work. But we're driving past the office, and she goes, "Daddy, look, that's where you live." And we laughed. We thought it was funny. He's like, "No, no, no." And Kapono says, "No, honey, that's where Daddy works." And she said, "No, Daddy, you live there. You live where you work." And I think for Kapono at that point, he realized, I'm spending, or even maybe he may have even thought maybe I'm spending too much time at work, because at that time everything was work. You know, he put all of his time and efforts and energy into the job, and so hopefully, I mean, maybe this was a little.
So Emma must now seeing this change in you. I mean, you know, from being at work, living at work in her mind, now she sees dad actually spending time. I mean, that must be a joy and blessing to her. I mean, just seeing you daily now.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I think there's an expectation now. And that's an awesome expectation to have on me now. It's not expectations of work. It's not expectation of my bosses. It's not expectations of my peer or my clients. It's my family's expectations that I have to live up to. And these expectations were set up because of healthy boundaries and because I put myself accountable to them and I put myself available to them. And it's refreshing. I can't be beat.
The moral of the story is it's possible to do more, experience more, more depth, more growth by doing less. Awesome. That's a takeaway from me, at least. Yeah. I don't know if it's a takeaway from you, dear one, as you listen today, but it's possible because Kapono and Don Konoho are experiencing that in their life. Kapono and Don, you have been a tremendous, really timely blessing for us. For someone today who's heard what you've had to say, as we talked earlier, Coach, a personal message just for them. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
I hope, dear one, as you've heard, look, less is actually more. That's from Kapono and Don Konoho. As I typically say, you know, God's timing, yeah, like in their life, though they might not have seen it or thought it, God's timing is indeed perfect. And you know what? In this regard, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. I hope you would do it. And look, if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Would you go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. If you'd like to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. I want to say thank you in advance. Proverbs 3:12, for the Lord corrects those he loves, just as a father corrects a child in whom he delights. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Kapono and Don Konoho. Until next time, along with my co-host Alfredo Canencia, our technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.